This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour this evening. This live Tuesday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Johnson is back.
That's right. So I'm sitting in the main chair because Ian is, I don't know.
Because you were there first.
Lazy and kind of not good for much.
And I abdicated my chair a little bit ago because I just thought that that would be better than reading an article.
Yeah, it's a disaster here on Free Talk Live, but you can call
it. Oh, please.
What's a disaster?
That's not a disaster at all. It's fantastic. I'm sure the listeners absolutely appreciated hearing the two viewpoints from an author of an article rather than just hearing me stupidly read an article in my boring voice.
855-450-3733 or username lrn.fm.
So there was a question that you were asked, Mark. We're gonna have to get back to that. I know we got a caller waiting, but Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com had asked you about this whole Facebook, you know, banning Chris Cantwell, Twitter, all these other sites, OkCupid, and the exact question. I don't recall exactly what it was. Do you recall what the exact question was?
I believe he asked me if there should be a law compelling Facebook to force people to allow people to say whatever it is that they want to say.
Right? And you didn't answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, I don't believe that Facebook should be compelled by law. I do, however, believe that Facebook is...
Well, then what would compel them? Certainly not advertising dollars.
They should be compelled by their belief in free speech.
But they don't have that belief.
Apparently not. And I think people should know that.
Right, and that's... Sure. Well, here, now you know. In case you didn't know, you can't say whatever you want on Facebook. I mean, Chris Cantwell had been banned multiple times from that. I mean, temp ban, like 30-day spanking kind of bans. But now they've, I think, full-on... permanent banned him.
Right. And, you can go on Facebook and you can say that free speech is a dog whistle for racism. Mm-hmm. You can go on and you can have the opinion that
I can't post boobies.
A 225-year-old statue of Christopher Columbus should be beaten to the ground with sledgehammers.
Yep.
But you can't say Jews are liberal and whatever he was saying about black people that was reprehensible also.
Well, I bet you could say that, actually, and get away with it. It's just that Chris Cantwell didn't get away with it because he became so high profile that there were so many upset people who reported his profile to Facebook that Facebook said, well, we're better off. As far as public perception is concerned, we're better off disconnecting this guy's account at this time.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what they decided to do. So, my opinion is, let's just get rid of Facebook.
I mean,
it's not making our lives any better.
I love that.
There's a lot of stuff here to be, kind of taking a question here because, Facebook has these, they're lobbying government and interacting with government in ways, and they're a public corporation, right? So they are, in a way, partly government, right? They're a large government, they're a large enough corporation where they've got influence over government. They are influenced by government, they're...
Isn't he going to run for president? Zuckerberg?
Possibly. I guess they talk about it. They get the Zuckerberg Chan Foundation, whatever that is.
Yeah, but, just because it's a public company, that just means you can buy shares in it. So, you're not a shareholder.
Well, not when somebody's, lobbying...
most of these big
fair
companies,
disclosure, I am not a shareholder of Facebook.
Me neither. When these companies get so large, of course they lobby the government because then they are likely to be targeted by government. So, it's sort of in their best interest to play on the offense, so to speak, to go in there and, pal around with these politicians, buy them fancy dinners or whatever, so they hopefully leave you alone or crush your competition. Now, I don't know what it is that Facebook is lobbying for or against, but regardless, it's not unusual for a company, once they get big, to also try to start swinging some influence in Washington, D.C. And that may simply be out of the belief that they need to defend themselves there. I don't know what Facebook has been doing.
Let's go to Mark in Utah calling in about the eclipse. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's over.
Well, I'm sure he's not calling in to tell us about it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I am actually calling to tell you about it. I went to go see the eclipse in its totality. I drove up to Wyoming to go see it, and I got to tell you, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Like, people who haven't seen a total eclipse in its totality, like, really don't know what they're missing out on. Like, all of the reports and stuff like that, they just don't really do it justice to actually be in there.
It's a black circle over a white circle. I mean, what's so exciting about it?
It's definitely once-in-a-lifetime. No, it's definitely once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, like the total eclipse that was in Connecticut as a kid, and this one that I could have driven down to, and the one
Isn't
that's coming again
one in, 7 years?
In northern New Hampshire in 2024.
I don't think I've ever seen a total eclipse.
I did.
And, well, great.
The eclipse that happened in, like the 90s was an annular eclipse, which was not a total eclipse.
No, this was when I was, much younger. It was probably the 80s or 70s.
And,
80s, yeah, not 70s.
Yeah, well, we could probably trace back history and find out where the total eclipses were. Nonetheless, I think it would be very exciting to have seen this. I would have liked to have been in, one of the along the path. I hear Carbondale was the end all be all spot to be, but they had a cloud that sort of moved across the sun for part of the 2.5 minutes that the sun was completely obscured. And I'm sure that many of the people there felt like they were living in a powder keg and giving off sparks. But
I was going to make a reference. Nice job.
No, I really need it tonight. Oh, yeah. nonetheless, the cloud did move across, and you know, it was a big party. Go ahead. What was your experience like, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just it was right before the total eclipse happened. Even with, like, the tiniest little sliver of the sun visible, it still felt like daylight. And then about 10 minutes before the total eclipse, it, like, turned into twilight, where everything was kind of orange and purple.
Yeah.
And then when the moon finally passed over, it was a really eerie experience because the sky was still lit up like it was daytime, but everything on the ground was, like, dark, like it was night.
Where were you that you saw it?
I was in Riverton, Wyoming, which is middle of nowhere. Yeah.
So, okay, middle of nowhere, but was it woodsy or plains or?
It's Wyoming. It's all flat and sagebrush.
Okay, so the sagebrush flat. Okay, maybe not as much then. When I was a kid, there was trees and woods around when I saw the total eclipse, and it was the thing that was very eerie and interesting to me was the all the birds suddenly went silent, and
I heard
just
crickets
very
in my house.
Gradually crickets started.
Yeah,
it was such a bizarre thing to hear that happen so quickly, and then so quickly after to change back.
Well, when I went outside, we had a 60% eclipse here in New Hampshire, and you know, I viewed it from Swansea, New Hampshire. I didn't feel like it was dark. It felt
it was only 60% occlusion.
Yeah, right, but it just felt like a sunshiny day.
Yeah,
the crickets had a feeling about it, but I didn't notice the difference.
I did notice, like, looking out. I was outside when it happened.
Did the moon hit your eye like a big pizza pie?
No. But I did notice that there was less light. So it did look like day, but it wasn't as bright of a day as it normally would be. It was like maybe about half as bright as it normally would be. And that's interesting what you're saying, because, like, just looking at the thing through those glasses, like, oh, yeah, there's a something over the sun. But what you're saying is what was interesting was what actually happened around you, not so much the looking at the eclipse.
Yeah, it was. Like, really, up until the moon totally covered the sun, like, even, like, just seconds before the moon covered the sun, it still felt like daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it still had the daylight feel on the ground, and then as soon as the moon passed over, everything on the ground just went dark, but the sky was still lit up.
I feel like I've got to see this one the next go-around, because I knew it was coming, and I just didn't feel like it was important enough to put my life on hold to go see it.
There's one in 2024 that's going to be actually going across you guys' way.
That's what I heard. It's going to be a lot closer. It's going to be up in the North Country here in New Hampshire.
Very, very North Country.
Speaking of the animals, Riley Blake, who's the guy who edits the Free Talk Live Digest, he said that roosters started crowing.
God, those awful things.
Hey, thanks for the report, dude.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a rooster, do everybody a favor and kill that thing. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. The username on Skype is lrn.fm. Not a fan of roosters. God, we had some at our house. Just noise all the time. Can't shut up. Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. this Live Tuesday edition. We've been kind of all over the map this evening, but it all has to do with sort of freedom of speech and statues, and I think that's kind of a freedom of speech thing, too. So the next article here is from thedailycaller.com.
Do we want to talk about that or the Bitcoin pool first?
I'm just going to tease it.
Okay.
It says, most black Americans don't want Confederate statues removed.
Really?
That's your tease.
Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn more about Bitcoin, the amazing decentralized cryptocurrency that has taken the world by storm. And you can learn the basics, or you can get involved in the mining pool that they have at pool.bitcoin.com. So you've heard about Bitcoin mining, but it's probably a little overwhelming. Unless you're like an ultra techie, you're probably not going to be able to figure out how to do Bitcoin mining on your own. Luckily, pool.bitcoin.com exists, and they make it easy for you to get into Bitcoin mining. They've got a 100% uptime guarantee. You don't have to worry about the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, the ongoing maintenance, the hassles. You just put in some Bitcoin as an investment, and then hopefully you'll get it back and then some. That's the idea, at least, but you never know what's going to happen. So there's a handy calculator that should give you an idea based on what you put in, what you might get out of it. Just go to pool.bitcoin.com to learn more and get started there. And also, if you're interested in mining Bitcoin Cash, which is now more profitable to mine than original Bitcoin, I think by like 60-something percent as of today, so the high 60s percent, so it's much more profitable to mine Bitcoin Cash, you can choose which contract you want, and you can change. If you change your mind later, you can go in. It takes like a day, though, so you probably should make your mind up front if you can. But go to pool.bitcoin.com, and you decide which Bitcoin to mine.
Yep, I am also a miner there at bitcoin.com, and
which are you on right now?
What do you mean? Which
Bitcoin?
I'm on regular Bitcoin, but I intend to change it. I just didn't get it done today because things sort of piled up on me.
Okay.
So if it's easier and it's working better to mine, Bitcoin Cash, then why would I stick around with Bitcoin?
Bitcoin Cash is finding blocks like once a minute.
That is right horrifying. Now. You're supposed to be finding it every 10 minutes.
I know.
Scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to slow down at some point. And one of the things I don't know is why they haven't slowed down already, because it was supposed to happen at I thought that the difficulty adjustment was supposed to happen at the first or every 2016. So 2016 blocks, there's supposed to be a regular difficulty adjustment in the Bitcoin protocol. And they are way past the 2016 block at this point. They're over 3,000 blocks now. They've been going crazy with multiple blocks every 10 minutes.
Right.
Every 10 minutes. So they have caught up, by the way. So today was the day. This is kind of a historic day, I think,
right?
Because Bitcoin Cash, which was the fork of the original Bitcoin that we talked a lot about earlier this month without rehashing what happened, Bitcoin basically split into two. There are now two competing Bitcoins. And the original Bitcoin was mining faster for a long time, meaning that they had blocks coming out every 10 minutes, as they are supposed to on Bitcoin. But the Bitcoin Cash was really slow in the beginning. Mark, you mentioned it took like a day plus to send to have a Bitcoin cash transaction confirmed in the very early days. And then their difficulty started going down due to these emergency difficulty adjustments on Bitcoin Cash. And they've gone down so much, and so many people are now into it, that blocks are being found left and right. So what I don't understand is why the regular block adjustment or the difficulty adjustment at 2016 blocks doesn't seem to have taken effect yet, because it's supposed to slow it down to once every 10 minutes when that 2016 block thing hits. So maybe there's like a delay or something. I don't know.
I want to know why regular Bitcoin transaction fees are back up high.
They're
again.
Back. Oh, yeah.
Did somebody turn on the spam bots?
I don't know.
You know, exactly what's going on there. I've got a transaction which I put like a dollar or something worth of, Bitcoin as far as the miner fee.
Oh, that's too low.
And apparently it's too low. It's just sitting out there.
The median right now is $4.
It's been sitting out for
a fee?
For Bitcoin fees. Yeah, they're right back to where they were back in May. So
if I wanted to buy a dollar soda, it would be a $4 fee?
The median fee is $4, so it would depend. I mean, it might be a little lower, it might be a little higher, right?
Right.
median is 50% high. 50% of transactions have a higher fee, 50% right. have a lower fee than that. I don't know what the average is.
Okay, so it depends on what the median transaction size is, which is right less.
About 226 bytes.
Whoever's driving up these transaction fees, could you pull them back for a couple of days so that my transaction can go through? It's been sitting out there for like a day. Ian, what's going to happen to it if it doesn't go through?
It's probably going to go through at some point, but it could fail and then come bounce back.
How long does it take to fail?
I don't know. I've never had that happen.
Okay. I've had it happen in the past, but it's been a long time, and it only took like 48 hours.
Or so I think that's what it is. It's like I think it might be like 72 hours total or something.
So this is a big week for Bitcoin. Not only do you have Bitcoin Cash mining now more blocks, so their chain is now the longest chain. So that's one of the big questions was, you know, which of these Bitcoin blockchains, the blockchain is the ledger that's behind the scenes, the public ledger that is essentially all of the Bitcoin transactions that has ever happened. Supposedly the longest chain is the real Bitcoin, right? That's what I've heard. And now Bitcoin Cash has a longer chain as far as blocks are concerned than the original Bitcoin today for the first time. That's when that transition was made. So that's a big thing for Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin Cash price has been doing very well recently, but it still doesn't have any real market availability. You can't go and spend Bitcoin Cash in any meaningful, retail.
That could change very, very rapidly.
Yeah, all they need is, smart person to put together a point of sale software that essentially handles all of the all of the currencies, through Shapeshift or something. Look, I don't know how it's done. I have got some ideas, but nonetheless, somebody puts it together that handles all these different coins.
Yeah.
And then the crown jewel that is Bitcoin becomes far less relevant.
So also there was a big announcement, I think, within the last 24 hours or so, blockchain.info. A lot of people who've been around Bitcoin for a long time know blockchain.info. They were one of the original Bitcoin wallets where you could go online and get access to a wallet, but it was also like encrypted to where blockchain doesn't have access to it. In fact, the guy who used to live here, Mandrick, who actually cooked dinner at your move-in party a long time ago, he works for these guys, blockchain.info. Mm-hmm. And they announced recently that they were adding Ether, which is the second most popular cryptocurrency, to their platform. For blockchain.info to expand past just Bitcoin was a huge announcement. But just recently, like within the last 24 hours or so, they've also announced Bitcoin Cash. And so they've implemented Ether. You can go into your blockchain.info account, and there's now an Ether option. And they say within the next, I think it's 8 weeks, they're planning to add Bitcoin Cash to blockchain.info. And so the fact that blockchain.info is embracing Bitcoin Cash is, in my opinion, a big deal.
I believe Perse is as well, aren't they?
I know Perse was going to give customers access to that. I'm not sure if it was a permanent access thing or what. I don't know all the details about that.
Cool. But I'm not going to have to do anything with the put your in my Bitcoin.
Right. So anyway, Bitcoin Cash, it's very interesting to watch this, especially as the upcoming second fork is on the horizon.
This tells me something, by the way, because I figured if I just sat and waited it out that I would just, the Bitcoin Cash thing would figure it out. It will be figured out.
There's no doubt about that.
There's money in it. That's why.
No, I mean, in terms of like not having to do much, and it would make its way to me.
Yeah. It's true. And the people who sold right away, they're hurting a little bit.
Like you.
The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number for you to call in and comment about, well, anything you'd like or whatever we've been talking about this evening. Here, free speech, tearing down statues. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
Dan Johnson.
855-450-FREE is in freedom here on this live Tuesday edition. Let's go right to the phones, because God knows it wouldn't be Free Talk Live without Scott the Bigot. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnson. How are you?
Good evening.
You don't care. Go ahead.
Anyway, President Trump's speech. I'm very happy about it. I'll tell you why. Because
I'm not familiar with the speech. Do you have a couple of highlights?
Yeah,
you
I don't
hit?
Watch.
Yeah,
President
he wants
speeches.
To commit American troops to Afghanistan.
Oh God.
Oh, no.
And it's the worst blunder he could ever make. It's going to be of the undoing of America. It'll be a graveyard for more American soldiers.
Yeah, he's right.
And
about this.
It's going to be trillions of dollars lost. It's unwinnable. But I want to let you know something. The only winners in there is one thing, and that's the Zionists in Israel.
Yeah,
they have always wanted an American presence in the Middle East. They dream of it morning, noon, and night, and now
so
they have
So does that
it.
Mean that your boy Trump is just a tool of the Zionists?
Well, Trump disowned bigots.
President Trump is merely a tool of the Jews, just like every American president has been a tool
Did
of the Jews.
Did you vote for him?
What's that?
Did you vote for him?
I didn't vote for anyone because it's an insult to my intelligence to vote.
In Massachusetts, you're absolutely right.
Politicians are scum. There's no other word to describe them, just like police are scum. Firefighters I give an exception to. They put out fires. And these poor souls.
Looks like you're safe, Mark. Thanks. You're not part of the Jewish conspiracy.
These poor boys, these hicks from the sticks, they come from some two-bit town in Kentucky or Tennessee, whatever. They're as dumb as molasses. They do whatever the government tells them to do.
But America's
not worth fighting for. It's not worth dying for. It's a miserable, rotten, corrupt country that is run by the Jews.
Why stick it out? I mean,
isn't there some, white paradise you could go to? You'd be a little happier?
Yes, there is. Someday I'm going to go to Switzerland, and I mean that. It's white, it's prosperous, it's Christian, and it gets away from blacks and Jews and Hispanics.
They're all going to miss you so. What about Iceland?
That's a little isolated. Switzerland is centrally located in the heart of Europe.
When you say a little isolated, what is your concern about isolation? It's not like you're running around talking to a bunch of people the other day.
He's living in his mom's house.
No, you don't know that.
Did you move out?
You just think that I sit in the cellar calling up talk shows.
No, you're in the upstairs.
You do a lot of calling of talk shows. We've got you all over the country.
You intrigue me. Indulge me, gentlemen. Where have I called?
I've heard you on Stephanie Miller myself, and I'd have to go to...
Heather heard you on some show out in the Boston area recently. I don't know what...
Oh, that Liberty show that's off of... Yeah. Is it RKO?
I don't know. Yeah. That's the only talk station left out there, so yeah, probably...
I will go wherever I can spread the message. I have a mission, gentlemen.
You failed at your mission because...
I think I've heard him on Laura Ingraham and Howie Carr.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Have you called those shows?
Are we right about this?
Yes,
are we right so far?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes,
what are we missing? What are we missing, Scott? Who else is on your list?
Who else has kicked you off the air, Scott?
Mark Levin. Yes, Mark Levin said he wanted to... He says if I could put my hands through the telephone lines, I would strangle you, you anti-Semitic scum. that's what he said to me.
That's so good.
I don't think violence is the answer, but I do understand the frustrations with that with Scott. I mean, he is a hateful, angry man, and I feel sorry for Switzerland or Sweden or wherever it was he said he was going to go.
Yeah, someplace. Let's go to Riley. Call it in here on Skype. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You were talking about Bitcoin earlier, and I want to make a comment about the accessibility of Bitcoin wallets. And sadly, there are not a lot of Bitcoin wallets that are accessible for the blind. And I'm wondering how we can go about fixing this.
Hmm.
So what is it? So when you're blind, obviously there
are... What do apps do for blind people?
There are
that work?
Features that some apps have that you were talking about here, accessibility. Now, aren't there like generic accessibility features in a phone that can try to help overcome that?
Web clients?
Most phones, yes. With iPhone and Android particularly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to accessing certain elements of the wallet, it gets really tough, especially when it comes to the Jax wallet, which is your sponsor. It's hard for me to create a wallet and go through the entering my passphrase after I get a passphrase to get into the wallet to make sure it's working. Right. That's one of the difficulties. Going from wallet to wallet is a difficulty in the Jax wallet as well, and that's just one of the wallets I've looked at.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting question. Are there any communities out there where one could get a recommendation as far as what's the best wallet if you're a blind person? Because there are probably, you know, there's probably a couple dozen wallets out there. Maybe somebody has thought about this, what about people who can't see? Maybe we could build something in here.
Yeah, it's got to be very difficult. I mean, you're talking about all these different coins and tokens that are out there, virtual coins, virtual tokens that are out there. And, I can't even imagine the challenges you face on this, Riley.
Yeah, I mean, I can buy and sell Bitcoin with Coinbase, but that's about it. And I can't move my Bitcoin from Coinbase to a private wallet.
What if you...
It gets really complicated.
Yeah, it's bad to keep your coins and tokens on a any sort of third-party platform, and Coinbase is certainly one of those.
When you say third-party, you mean a platform in which the party that is not you holds the keys to your wallet. Meaning they have custody of your keys, not you.
Let me ask you this, though. There are sites like Poloniex.
What about blockchain.info?
That'll trade a whole bunch of other stuff. Blockchain.info has...
Because that's got a website,
easy to use.
Right? Because blockchain.info...
It's not custodial.
That's correct. You keep your own keys with blockchain, even though they have a website that you can log into. So, and they just added Ether, and they're going to be adding Bitcoin Cash. Blockchain.info,
8 weeks.
So they have an app, and they have a site, which means that if the app isn't the best as far as like accessibility is concerned, at the very least you could use a screen reader on their regular website, right?
I should be able to. I'll have to look at the website and get back to you on
that. Yeah, check that out. They've been around forever. They've always had a really good system. I've always really liked blockchain.
You used to hate their app.
Info. Their app used to be broken as F. I mean, it was so messed up like four years ago, but they fixed it. Their app's been working great. The fees have been very good on their app, as we reported recently, and now they're adding Bitcoin Cash, which is pretty awesome. I mean, at this rate, they may even beat Jax to adding the Bitcoin Cash. They certainly are not doing that quickly, and I think that's to their detriment.
Yeah, there's a lot of wallets that are rushing to get that done. So, Riley, I'm interested in how this turns out for you. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
855-450-3733.
Before you go on there, it's got to be tough to be blind and dealing with money. I mean, the classic situation with...
Johnson, you're just going to let that ride by?
Sure.
It's got to be tough to be blind.
Dealing with money.
Makes the most obvious statement around.
Yeah. Dealing with money was the rest of the statement, because you have to trust people are being honest with you. In some countries, they have bills that are different sizes, and the idea there is that a blind person could tell based on the relative size of the bill what bills are being handed back. But if you're a blind person and you're in the United States at any cash register, you got to trust that cashier's being honest with you, that they're handing back the correct change, because you have no way of knowing.
Hold on. So what you do is you carry $5 bills in one pocket.
Yeah.
And $1 bills in another pocket, and every coin feels different. So both a nickel and a penny are smooth on the side, but you know you can tell the difference in size, right?
Yeah.
And not that coins make much of a difference at this point. They're worth less than
the money. So because you're paying with fives and ones, you're never going to get anything less than ones back?
Right. So you could never, if you're paying with fives, the total... Blind Mr. Freeman is $22.75.
Okay. Right. So there's a workaround.
Okay, well, five bills.
You.
Here's $25. I get back $2.25.
All right, there you go. You've got a solution to that problem.
Yeah, I'm glad that I was able to work that out for you. The number, 855, because being blind, it's got to be tough. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The final segment. Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. We're all mixed up here. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Johnson.
We might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment.
Sure, we can.
Yeah, I'll give you the number. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Love to get back into this article.
If you were on the line right now, we'd go to you first.
It's true, but because you're
but
not.
You're not.
We're going to Sarah.
So therefore,
in New Mexico.
Sarah,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you know, I finally, you know, concluded that, you know, traffic and pedestrian fatalities is our great disaster.
The what?
You know, instead of it's like a natural disaster. You know how other places they got tornadoes, earthquakes. Floodings,
right.
Volcanoes, tsunamis.
So you don't have any of those things in Albuquerque?
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining. You know all those movies, like they have the natural disaster, like, you know.
Like Twister?
Yeah, like Twister and what was that? Like 2000 or so.
2012.
Yeah. And then there was like another one. There was like.
The Day the Earth Stood
the day
Still.
The, yeah.
So, I haven't seen most of these, but yeah. I know they exist.
Yeah, like all these movies, all the disasters. I'm just imagining the movie trailer for this. Like someone's staring at a red light and it changes. A person takes a step into a crosswalk. Like just the movie trailer for this disaster movie.
And then they get run over twice.
You know what? That's it. You know what? Over here, we have drunk drivers. And
yep.
We've got
we don't have those anywhere else. Just Albuquerque.
In a world with drunk drivers.
That's what we got instead. That's what I'm coming to the conclusion. So I'm making peace kind of with myself is that I have to accept this as part of like a tornado. Like we
there
have
you
a
go.
Little bit of fire.
Yeah,
well,
that's
mean,
true.
You know what?
Although, unlike a tornado, I mean, you can see the cars coming and you kind of know where they are.
They
tornado
were crossing
will...
the sidewalks with reckless abandon.
You know, the voice guy is available on Fiverr.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl, the guy from Honest Movie Trailers and Honest Video Game Trailers, that guy?
Yeah.
Daryl hired him to do some voice work
awesome.
On Fiverr. It's amazing.
So
we got Zeus
amazing,
Legion. We don't need him.
Zeus is pretty great, yeah.
Well, if you ask me, you know, New Mexico, Albuquerque, we have very little natural disaster, really.
Really? Like what?
We had some
water
shortages. We had some fires. Okay. We have during the summertime, and we get maybe a tornado, I heard, like real
heat
small.
Stroke, locusts.
Other than that, we have nothing. We
exploding
have
meth factories.
So I'm talking about, I mean, natural. Like,
oh,
like,
right.
The Albuquerque police are kind of like their own disaster.
Joe Arpaio.
No, that's actually Phoenix.
That's Phoenix. But the Albuquerque Police Department, I believe I'm right
they're
on
notoriously
this,
bad.
That they're being investigated by the feds at this point.
Well, I think that's been happening, yeah, because of the murders on the part of the officers
there.
But,
people to,
so what you're saying is, Sarah, you're kind of just resigning yourself to the fact that traffic fatalities are always going to be a thing. It's always going to exist. And so does that mean you're giving up your ongoing advocacy for road reform?
I'm gonna keep calling this show and bringing this up because I mean I'm getting somewhere. We're getting at least a bright light, LED light.
One woman's crusade against the world.
What's the bright light?
They're putting in LED light, 20,000 lights, so that people could see better.
Street lights. We're talking about the street lights.
Yeah, so
now, do you have the LED traffic lights? Because they have those too, you know.
I don't think we know how to do anything complicated here like that.
That's true.
You
she
know,
wouldn't
like
know.
They're as complicated as regular lights, Sarah.
Well, you know, I talked about the countdown green light, and I think we got two in Farmington, and I can't get anybody excited about it. The people here...
People aren't getting excited about traffic lights?
What'd you say, John?
But, you know,
no one would listen.
You know,
thanks for the call, Sarah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. 8-5-4-5-7-3-7.
Wow, that's a hint.
A quest for LED traffic lights. World out of control.
A man trying to do a radio program while you guys screw around.
Somebody's got to. Johnson does a good job with it.
DailyCaller.com. Most black Americans don't think Confederate statues should be removed because they are offensive. A Marist poll released on Thursday found 54% of African Americans 44%.
The way you read that, it sounded like they don't think that they should be removed because they're offensive.
Right. Well, they shouldn't be removed.
They're offensive, therefore leave them up. We like them.
Maybe. 44% of African Americans believe the Confederate statues should stay in place, while 11% said they were unsure. The remaining 40% polled said that the statues should be removed. So you're only talking about
a majority. You said it was a majority. That wasn't a majority.
Most is what it said.
That's not even most.
Most black Americans don't want Confederate statues removed. So,
so
you
that's
have to
including the unsure
want
ones.
It removed
okay, gotcha.
In order to
all right.
Feel differently.
Got it.
I mean, you know, it's not a huge margin or anything, but it's kind of interesting to note that turns out black people, just like we say here on Free Talk Live, have the same
They're
concerns
different.
As the rest of us, is just trying to pay bills and get things done and don't care about this crap.
Well, like, turns out they're not all the same. They have different opinions.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Who'd have thought?
Now, wait. Does it break it down? Just curious. Does it break it down by area? Meaning, what about northern blacks versus southern blacks?
It does not.
I would have been curious to find that out.
Yeah, that would be an interesting question.
I wonder if more southern blacks would support keeping them. Because some blacks did fight on the side of the Confederates, didn't they?
I think so, but I think that it was mostly
not
any
that are alive today. I don't think
taking the place of their owners, on the battleground. I can't imagine they were real happy about that. There is a very detailed Marist poll here of a. Oh, my goodness.
The Marist poll?
Yeah, that's what's called.
That's the company?
Marist poll.
Okay.
But it is broken out by region, but I can't tell you for sure what it is. So adults by region, I can tell you that. I can tell you.
Well, don't tell me what you can tell me. Tell me something.
Well, I wasn't ready to answer these questions.
Right.
I'm terribly sorry. So let me go on here. From... Region, Northeast, 18% say national adults. I can't read this thing,
that's
Ian.
Okay.
I'm terribly sorry.
Mark can't read. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I didn't read the poll. I just read the article.
All right, fair enough.
And you can go to dailycaller.com. I will post it up at Free Talk Live's Facebook page, and you can click on the article.
I've got some news. Mike Tang, the California chemist who got 56 days of hard labor for making
any
his...
relation to Pootie? What did Tammy on the running track?
Nor Tang. Maybe he's got a relation to the Tang orange drink, though. I don't know. For making his 8-year-old son walk home at about 8 p.m. in the dark, just lost his appeal. Tang had left his son outside a local grocery store as punishment for cutting corners on his homework. He told the boy he had to walk home. The child had walked the route many times before, and dad said, quote, I just wanted to reinforce that money's hard to earn, and that if he doesn't do a good job at school, he could end up sleeping with the homeless outside grocery stores, he told Reason.tv.
Where was this that this occurred?
California.
No, where in California? Did we find out where in
California? California's Riverside County.
I don't know where that is.
Me neither. Probably on the side of a river. According to the story here, at
like
his
so many counties,
appeal, he asked the Superior Court in Riverside County in the Appellate Division to reverse his conviction, in part because California law criminalizes anyone who puts a child, quote, in a situation where his or her person or health may be endangered, unquote.
I read this 2 weeks ago, man. On the air.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't here for it.
I don't think that's true. I think
when I told you I had the story off the air, you didn't say you already read
what's
it on the
air. Date on the article?
August 18th. So a few days ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's almost verbatim for what I'm expecting.
This is from freerangekids.com.
Yeah, I got the but Lenore Skenazy works for reason.com, and I read it from the Reason Hit and Run blog, but I don't think it was only 4 days ago.
Tang argued that any parent could be arrested if there was a crack in the sidewalk where the child could trip and fall.
That is verbatim.
Well, maybe I wasn't on the show that night, because I don't remember hearing
I suppose the possibility exists. Do you want to hear how many Latinos don't want to have Confederate statues removed?
Go for it.
All right, here. Latin Americans who participated overwhelmingly believe the Confederate monuments should stay in place. 65% said they should remain. 24% said they should come down. 11%, not sure. White people, apparently the white Americans, as they call them here, those numbers were exactly the same, basically, as the Latinos. 65% said they should stay. 25% said they should be taken down. And 8% were unsure. So there you go.
I still say take them all down. Put them on private property.
There you go. But all statues everywhere, right?
If it's on public land, yeah. Take it down.
Just to tear up. What about the sod on the public land, too?
Just a side note, Riverside is just south of San Bernardino and just east of Yorba Linda, which is it's a nice area. There's no reason why anybody should be worried about that.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.